Thus is the plan, Rabbi Isai. The plan. Okay. So, there's really not much here to do in the morning as far as the Gemara is concerned. But there's a lot for us to do. In the Lumdus, a tremendous amount. We have here a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Let's try to understand the Bir Machlokes. We're going to go through the Tosfos line by line. Tomorrow, Beis Hashem, we're going to go through the Ran. Does anyone need a pen? You need a pen? Okay, we're going to go through the Ran here, the Tosfos here, line by line, and tomorrow, hopefully, we'll go through the Ran. This is a very sadistic Ran. This is probably the most famous Ran in all of the Rans, on all of Shas, probably. This is the Ran. We'll try to do it tomorrow, Beis Hashem. I'll call upon him. Rashi says, Boidkin shlo yavar bibal yira bal yimatze. We're a little smarter today than we were yesterday. And most of the Rishonim say in Rashi that somehow you need the Bedika to assist the bittel for bal yira bal yimatze. And in other words, truth be told, Bedika would work on its own without the Takanas Chachamim, but there is a Takanas Chachamim, you need both. Bittul is not alone. Alone is not good. And we said three Peshatim yesterday in Shir Kloli. One is because maybe you find a Gluska Yafa and you'll be Chayzer from your Bittul. Who says that Peshat?
Rav.
The Bar Tanura. Another one is maybe when he was Mevatel, he didn't do a Belev Shalem. Who was that?
The
Ran. And the third one is that maybe he'll forget to do his bittel. Who says that? Rebbeinu Yechiel. So those are the three pshatim in Rashi. So therefore, the bittel is here to secure the bal yira bal yimatze. We said yesterday that maybe the geder is that we weren't soymech on the bittel. Midrabanan, there's still bal yira, whatever that is, but that's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos over here is going to argue. Says Tosfos, Tosfos seems to come up blank with Rashi a little bit. Let's take a look at Tosfos inside. Why did Chacham require Bedika? Rashi didn't say anything. Comes along Tosfos and says, Nira Lari, Neavagav the Sagi Bebito Baalma, Hechmir Chachamim, Livdoi Chametz Ulevaroi, Shelo Yavoi Le'oichloi. The reason for the Bedika is Shelo Yavoi Le'oichloi. You shouldn't come to eat it. So Tosfos is telling us that the reason why we have a Bedika on Erev Pesach is not because of Baal Yirah, Baal Yimatzeh. Bayu Rabbi Matzi was taken care of already with what? The bittul. It's a takanas chachomim als shema yavai la'aychla. We're afraid you're going to end up eating it. This is Tosfos' pshat. We'll see. Tosfos might even bring rayas to his pshat. We'll see. We'll have to see how Rashi's going to deal with it. This is Tosfos' pshat. Rashi didn't say this. So, the Avnei Nezer, this is brought from there's a kovetz called Mevakshei Torah. He brings from the Avnei Nezer. He says, I'll tell you why Rashi doesn't hold that way. Because Rashi understood that type of bedika, that's not a reason why you're going to make like a real bedikas chametz, which is like a bracha and a chiyuv. You're right. We don't want you to eat the chametz. We also don't want you to eat bugs. Does a person have to check his bugs for lettuce? Or his lettuce for bugs? It depends how infested it is. Do you have to check your lettuce for bugs? Yes. Do you make a bracha on that? No. So therefore, okay, what? Tosfos's reason, I agree that it's compelling, maybe, that you should do Shema Yavo La'achla. But that's not going to be the Bedika of La'or Haner with the Gansagamskite, with the whole, with the Bracha, with the everything. No, that'll be that's not enough of a reason. It's not going to make it into a mitzvah. That's what the Avnei Nezer seems to say. Says the Nezer. Rashi says, Kishaboyrek Mikayim a mitzvah be'etzem. Be'etzem is a mitzvah in the Bedika. What Tosis is saying is this Bedikas Toilayim. Okay, it's fine. Maybe, and you should do it. Maybe you're obligated to do it. You're right, Shemi Avalochla, big problem, but it's not a mitzvah.
Isn't that part of this question? Why are we creating a mitzvah? Like, we're going out of our way to...
Oh, good. We're going to... That's what... Okay. That's the way the Avnezer learns. I want to say another svara, Rabbi Isai. And you might think it's a cutesy svara, and you might argue with me, but it's a little deeper than it sounds on the surface. I would like to suggest that maybe Rashi is not so worried about Shema Yovei La'Eichla. You know why? Because once you do bittel, there's no more Shem Yovei La'Eichla. I'll explain a little bit as follows. According to the Tosis, what's bittel? Bittel is, this is a beautiful, delicious, wonderful piece of chametz. It's not mine. I wish it was, but it's not. That's it. You're done. You're finished. You could say, this chametz is delicious. This chametz is so tasty. This is great, delicious, wonderful food. Not mine. Done. According to Rashi, what is bittel? We spoke about it yesterday in the shiur a little bit. Hashbasa delev, havake afradara. This is nothing. This isn't edible. This is not food. This is despicable, disgusting. You get where I'm going? According to Rashi, you basically just made this into not food. You're afraid. Hold on a second. You're afraid he's going to end up eating chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach. Chametz is disgusting. Who could put the You know what? He was mevatel that. You're making faces at me? He's making faces. Bedinka is in order not to be over on Bal Yirah Bal Yimotze.
Why?
What? After you do bittel, you don't need bedinka. The only reason you need bedinka is because maybe you didn't do a good bittel. But if you did a good bittel, you're done, Ski. So he says, what do you mean you're done? Maybe he's going to eat it. Eat it? What are you talking about? He did bittel. Rashi says, no. But he didn't really do bittel. Okay, if he didn't do bittel, the bittel wasn't legit or something like that. Mela. But as long as his bittel is in place, we're not so choshish that he's going to be shamio. Elik, say something. Not yet. We'll get there eventually. It's going to take some time. What? After this bittel? Rashi says because we're, for example, let's go with the Ran's reason, because he didn't mean the bittel. He didn't mean it.
Then you are.
What?
Then you were.
Right, that's why you need bidika. Correct. But if it would be a good bittel, do you need bidika? No. Exacto mungo.
In case where it's not a good bittel.
What?
That's what you're saying?
No, because we're choishesh, that your bittel is not good. Because we're choishesh, or. Because the Bartanu's pshat is because of choshesh, you're going to change your mind. What does that mean? I'm going to say, you know what? I don't think this is garbage. I think this is delicious. Your bittel's gone. As long as your bittel's in place, forget about anyone eating it. LMI, we're afraid you're going to undo the bittel. Okay, once you do the bittel, they have bali rabbi. What's your problem? But stop. If your bittel's in place, Rashi says, we don't have to worry about Shem Yovel Eichla. Okay, don't worry about it. It's not such a big problem.
And we shouldn't worry that he's going to go back on his bittel. Not worried he's
going to
eat it.
No, so the point is like this. If you're worried he's going to go back on his bittel, then we already have a Bal Yirah problem even before he eats it.
That's true, but we're also worried about
Shem Yovel. Tosis is not saying that you're going to be retract your bittel. He's saying, and even though you're a Mavata, we're afraid you're going to eat it. Because Tosis doesn't have that your bittel is affecting your relationship with the chametz. According to Rashi, the bittel is affecting your relationship with the chametz.
Yeah, if you do bedika, it's not a good bittel anyway, so you still have Bal Yirah.
If you do bedika?
Yeah.
No, because now you have no more chametz. You got rid of your chametz. No Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzi anymore. What? I just did bedika, so I got rid of all my chametz. I got no more chametz. You're right. If I end up with chametz, and I didn't mean my bedika, my bittel, and there's chametz there, I might have a problem. But I can only do what I can do. So I'm going to try my hardest. I'm going to do my bittel. I'm going to do my bedika. Hopefully, I took care of everything. Yosef Tzvi is saying, what happens if there is a gluskayof in the house, and after you did bittel, you didn't mean it, and the bedika, you found it, you're going to be in trouble? You're right, you'll be in trouble. But it's a svara, or maybe we'll get back to the svara a little bit later. I could, whatever. It's an interesting svara. I didn't see anyone say this svara yet, but maybe we will. What we're saying is that according to Rashi, perhaps the bittul already took care of the problem of Shami Yovel Lo'achlo, at least somewhat, maybe. What? According to Rashi, you're eating. What? So that in a hanami, that's what the Bar Tanura says. But then we have another problem. Before you eat it, once you take away your bittul, you're bayra b'matzeh. In other words, Tosfos is saying you're not getting rid of your bittul because bittul is just hefker. Elamai, you might eat it. Okay, have a problem with eating it. According to Rashi, there's no problem with eating it as long as your bittul's in place. The only problem is maybe you're going to be chozer on your bittul. Okay, you're chozer on your bittul. You got a different problem.
By eating it,
so then you're bayra b'matzeh even before you eat it. So Rashi got into Bayer Rabbi Matzeh before he got into the eating. So it's not a question on Rashi necessarily. Why didn't he say Tosfos? Rashi's problem is, what? If you're saying he's Chozer on his Bittol, so then anyway you're over Bayer Rabbi Matzeh before you eat it. And if he's not Chozer on his Bittol, there's nothing to worry about. His Bittol mate is not going to eat it. It's a machshava, Rabbi. So we'll see. Maybe in the end of Tosfos we'll get a little further. I'll call upon him. So we have two reasons why Rashi doesn't say Tosfos. One reason is Rashi wants us to be a real bedika, a bedika be'etzim, a mitzvah bedika, not a bedika's toiloyim azah, like you know stamazoy. It's to be a real bedika. This is Tosfos bedika is not real. And according to the other reason is because Rashi knows once you do bittul, there's no chashash of shemi over lo'ichla. We're not worried about that. He made this into fechs. He's not going to eat it. According to Tosfos, he didn't make it into fechs. He was mafkered. It's still delicious, wonderful, very tasty and tempting food. I'll call upon him. Says Tosfos further. V'chein mashma lekamon. Deboi rava kikar b'shmei koira. Oy dilma zimnen denafu v'asi lemichle. Tosfos says, this is a Gemara. The Gemara says, what happens if a person has a piece of chametz that's in a shmei koira? What does that mean? It's in a rafter. How did it get there? Kashan amaisa. It's there. Okay, there's chametz on a rafter. Now, in order to get the chametz down, you'd have to bring like a ladder and have to like, you know, it's going to be a mission. Did the chachamim make you do it or not? What's the tzad? Maybe you do it. Dilma zimnin denafel v'asim lenichli. Because why? Because maybe it's going to fall and you end up eating it. What do I see clearly in that Gemara? That there's a chshash of shema yavoy la'ichla. Says Tosfos, I see clearly that there's a chshash of shema yavoy la'ichla. Therefore, Rashi says the reason is Shelo Yaver Alav Bibal Yiro Bal Yimotze. Lechoyra, Tosfos says, I'll show you black and white. The reason for the Bedika is because of Shami Yavad Aichla. It's a Gemara. Yeah. Says the Rabbeinu Peretz to answer for Rashi. The Teresh Shmuel brings the Rabbeinu Peretz to answer for Rashi. What does Rashi do with that Gemara? He says, of course Rashi holds that you have to make sure that there's not chametz lying all over the place. Of course Rashi holds that way. However, that's not the bedika of our Mishnah. We're going back to what the Avnei Nezer said. He said that Rashi agrees that there's an idea of Shami Yavoy La'ichla. It's just Rashi's problem. That's not going to be a bedika that's be'etzem. It's not going to be a bedika that has a din that you make a brach on. But if you have a piece of chametz that's sitting on a rafter and everyone sees it over there, should you get rid of it? Makes sense you should get rid of it.
Everyone sees it.
It's just sitting there. It's perched on the rafter. It might fall down. If it falls down, you might end up eating it. Should you get rid of that? Yeah, of course you should get rid of it. But that's not the bedika of our Mishnah.
That's
correct. I'd have to get back to explain this eventually, according to the way that we were understanding. Over there, it's talking about we wasn't mavatal it. We'll see in Rashi, that's the one where we wasn't Mavatal. We're going to have to leave that alone for now. Okay? So that's a good point. Okay? As follows. Of course Rashi agrees, don't leave chametz lying around. Just that's not the bedik of our Mishnah. I'll explain, Rabbi Say. Let's get this clear, okay? According to Rashi, why are we doing bedika? According to Tosis, why are you doing bedika? Shem Yochla. Now, the Gemara says, what happens if a person forgot to do bedika the entire mayed? After the mayed, he's got chametz. Should he do bedika, yes or no? It's a Gemara in Daf Yud Amid Beis. Take a look. Rabbi Kiveger is Metzayin. The bottom of Yud Amid Beis. There's the bottom Tosfos. Imloi Bodak B'Soy Hamoyid. The Gemara says Yivdoik Achar Hamoyid. The question is, what does Moyid mean? Says Tosfos Pirusha Kuntris B'Shah Shishis. Moyid means before Pesach. The sixth hour is the Moyid. You know what the word Moyid literally means? The time. The meeting. The meeting time. The oil mayed means the place where we meet Hashem. So the mayed is when... Shashishis is supposed to be that time. So after Shashishis, you do bedika. Taisa says, that's not what I think mayed means. V'kasha l'Reb Yehuda kari l'bishas habir v'lam ashina l'shona. What are you changing l'shon? El besoicha mayed haynu mitchilas sheva ad soif ha-pesach. U'la'achar ha-mayed yivdak. After mayed means after Pesach, says Taisvis. Achar Moed means after Pesach. Yivdoi kedesh lo yisarev by chomet shel iser b'shel heter v'yochlenu. We're afraid you're going to eat this. After Pesach, your chomets is still aser als bal yira, als the iser of chomet she'avro lev al Pesach. So do you have to do bedika after Pesach? Says Tosfos. Yes. I'm assuming you did not do bittul over here. V'ri loy rotza lefarish kain. We're gonna try to do a sikkum soon. V'mnei shapirish v'mishna boidkin shlo yaver bebal yira. Says okay, Rashi's not gonna do this. Rashi loy rotza lefarish kain. Rashi's not gonna say this because Rashi says, what's the din of the bedika? Bayira by matze. Is there bayira by matze after Pesach, after Yom Tov's over? No. If you have chametz in your house, are you allowed to eat it if the chametz was over alav al Pesach? No. There's no bittul. So if there's a chashah shemi yover la'eichla, says Tosfos, does they have to do a bedika after Pesach? Yes. Would Rashi only have to do a bedika after Pesach?
Negative.
No.
Well, we just explain Rashi.
Oh, says the Teres Shmuel, Avada Rashi holds... You're going to do a bedika after Pesach. It's just the bedika after Pesach will not require a bracha. It's not yena bedika. You know what else it won't require? It won't require a nair. Everyone agrees it won't require a bittul. Can't do a bittul, too late. It won't require a nair. Or lar basar, boitkin es achametz la'or haner. Why do you use a nair? We learned out mitzia mi mitzia mitzia mechipus chipus mechipus chipus mineris neris miner. Could be, doesn't have to be a night. Could be all those things. What is that pasuk of mitzia mi mitzia? What is that pasuk? What's mitzia mi mitzia bal yimatze? So the din of the bedik of bal yimatze has this whole din of doing it or a ner yada yada all that stuff. How do you do the bedika after Pesach according to Rashi? However you want. How do you do bedikas toilaim? Tell me. However you want. However you want. Checking for bugs in your lettuce. Checking for lettuce in your bugs. It depends how infested it is. How do you do it? However you want to do it. We're not going to tell you how to do it. Because you know what? It's not a din be'etzem. It's just get it done. Just make sure there's no chametz. I don't care how you make sure there's no chametz. But Tosfos seems to learn there's a bedika after Pesach. There's a bedika after Pesach. Holy smokes, there's a real bedika. I spoke to Rabbi Resnick this morning, Rabbi Elimelech Resnick, and he concurred that, according to Tosfos, you would make a bracha after Pesach. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu Al Bir Chametz. Pesach is over. It's wild. It's after Pesach, right? And oh, I don't remember who was told. Oh, they said to me that during Corona, this was relevant. There were people that Pasha didn't do bedikas. after Pesach, you'd have a mitzvah, do a bedika with a nair, and make a brocha, and the ganza maisa, according to Rashi, it's a joke. No, no, it's not a joke. It's a joke to make a brocha. You have to make a bedika, according to Rashi.
Why?
Why do you make a bedika?
No, why do you, like, after Pesach, how do you make a brocha? Because of the...
Why do you make a brocha before Pesach?
Because of the fact that you might come to eat it?
Same reason after Pesach. So Rabbeisai, there's we have to understand that according to there are two different types of bedikas, at least in Rashi's world. There's a bedika that's a chiyuv d'oraisa, that's a bedika be'etzem, that's a bracha, and then there's a bedika that we're doing to make sure you don't have. What happens if a person does a bedika on his house? Bedika on his house, and he misses a piece of chametz. He missed it. Oops. Was he over Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotze by accident?
Yes.
Assuming there's no bittul at the moment.
Yes. Yeah.
I would say, according to Rashi, if you do the right bedika, you're not over Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotze. This is a bedika be'etzem. The Torah, this is the bedika, this is the way it's. By bedikas toiloyim. If a person misses out on a bug, he eats a bug by accident. He ate a bug. You ate a bug. Sorry. I know you tried not to eat a bug, but to the mice, it was a bug. You didn't do anything to be mafkia you from the iser. But by bedikas or lar basar, where this is a bedika be'etzem, this is the mitzvah. Not only that, it's in the Torah. Mitziah mi mitziah, mitziah mi chippos. The Torah says, do bedika. I did what you told me to do. You told me to do bedika. I did bedika. Dunsky. I'm not over anymore. I'm not over. That's the difference between the two different types of bedika. A bedika be'etzem is the bedika which the Torah is telling me to do. I make a bracha on that bedika. I did that bedika. I was mekayim my mitzvah. And even if there's a bug there, I'm not over on Bayra by Matzah because this is what the Torah told me to do. What does Bal Yimotzeh mean? Mitziah mi mitziah, mitziah mi chippos. What is the Torah telling me? Search for it. Okay, I searched for it. I didn't find it. That's what you told me to do. I did my mitzvah. And I'm going to make a bracha. By bedikas toiloyim, the Torah doesn't tell you check for bugs in your lettuce. The Torah tells you, don't eat bugs. How am I not supposed to eat bugs? You figure it out. Not my problem. You make sure you don't eat bugs. Do what you got to do. I don't know. Check. Eat bodek. Don't eat vegetables. I don't know. I'm not telling you what to do. Don't eat bugs. Period. There, the bedika is only a way to avoid being over on. Rashi agrees to that idea. He does. There will be cases where Rashi says, oh, sure, you should do that. There's a kikur b'shmei kaira. There's a kikur up there, right? Should we get rid of that? That looks like it's a pretty dangerous thing. Should we get rid of it? Yeah, get rid of it. Yeah, get rid of it. Bracha? No bracha. After Pesach, you got chametz shalva Pesach all over your house. Get rid of it? Yeah, get rid of it. Bracha? No bracha. Tosfos bracha. Because Tosfos learns. That's going to be the next line of Tosis. This is a new takonas chachamim to make a bedikas chametz. This is a takonas chachamim. So the chachamim made a new din bedika by chametz. Tosis about to ask, why do we do this by chametz and not all the other isurim? Why is there not a takonas chachamim to check for your bugs? There isn't. Why over here is there a takanas chacham, not over there? Okay, we'll have to see. Rabbi Isai. We got another issue with Rashi here. According to Rashi, why don't I have to get the kikar from the rafter because of Bal Yiro Bal Yimotzeh? Why doesn't Bal Yiro Bal Yimotzeh motivate me to get it? Says Akiva Schoenfeld, what? Schoenberg, sorry.
Says,
what?
It's not like a place.
Maybe Rashi holds that's not called Matsui. up there is not called matzoi. Over there is not matzoi. So are you over Balu Rabbi matzoi on a kikar that's in the rafters? No. Do you have to do bittel on a kikar in the rafters? No. Maybe not. No bittel. He wasn't mevatel that chametz. That's delicious, wonderful, tasty chametz, but but it's not reachable. So therefore, there's no Balu Rabbi matzoi. But there was no bittel either. And the Chanami, there's bittel is not. There's no discussion of bittel. You might have to get what? So the shaila is why that's not apparently you're not over on either one of them.
You can have chametz in your reshus and not be bitzel or
comes out that if we're right, the Or Zeruah says this pshat and Rashi. It comes out you can have chametz in your reshus and you're not over on Balu Rabbi Matzeh. What is that chametz? Chametz that you can't reach. This is also says that there's chametz that you're not over that you could have in your reshus that
you're because you eat it.
Okay, that's interesting. A good, interesting. We'll leave that for now. Okay? Akoponim, let's go a little further.
That's even called Titus.
Yeah, what?
Not if by Rabbi
Matze, not does Titus seems to hold that you are over by Rabbi Matze.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, because Titus will say we're talking about a case where you did bittel. And if you did bittel, there's no more Balu Rabbi Matzeh. The only thing left is Shami Avadaychel, which Tosfos says the only chashash. But Rashi yields, even if you did bittel, or whatever the issue is, there should be a problem of Balu Rabbi Matzeh. Unless you tell me in the Shmei Kaira, there's no Balu Rabbi Matzeh, you don't even need to do bittel, nothing, you could just leave it there.
So according to
Tosfos,
after bittel.
Tosfos is talking about after bittel. And the only chashash is Shami Avadaychel. Tosfos says, look, Shami Avadaychel, here's the Gemara, look, I'm showing you. Rashi says, no, that's a whole different thing. That has nothing to do with it. There's no din Balu Rabbi Matzeh over there. Okay. Says Tosfos, V'atam she'echmiru kan tvei mi'beshar isuri hano shelo yitzrichu levarom mishum dechometz mutter kol hashana v'lo neser rak bepesach v'lo bedili minei kidam elakamon. Ladamila Basar Vakalov Orla Klayakarim Shiusurim Nayeg Isser Oilam. Okay. It's interesting. Tosfos asked the question. Listen, what I'm suggesting that the Chachamim created a new takona that you have to get rid of Chametz on Pesach, and they made you make. There's a bracha, and it's a whole taram. They made a takana. So why didn't they make that takana by all Isuri Hano? For example, Klayakerem, and what were the other examples? Arla, Basar V'Chalav. Tosfos gives us three examples where Tosfos would have liked there to have been a similar type of din. What do these three have in common? These three examples that Tosfos gives. What? They're usher to everyone.
Always.
And they are Isure Hano. There are two different types of Isurim in the world. There's Isur Achila, and there's Isur Hano. There are some things that are just usher b'achila. For example, anyone?
Pig.
Chazer. Something else?
Truma.
Nevela.
Truma.
Shreifas.
These are only Abbas v'chav is aser b'hano. These things are only aser b'achila. Tosfos seems to be very intentionally chooses examples of Isurei Hano. Why is Tosfos only asking from Isurei Hano? Well, let's start like this. Is chametz aser b'hano or only aser b'achila? Chametz is us. We paskin. It happens to be machlokes in the Gemara, but we paskin. Chametz is aser b'hano. So Tosfos says, if you're making a din midrabanan to levaroi livdoik chametz ulevaroi shami avalachlo, why don't you make a din livdoik vaser b'chalav ulevaroi min olam? Why don't you make a din livdoik klayakerem ulevaroi? Tosfos doesn't ask that question on treifa. Why not? What do you suggest, my friends? Why not? Tosfos doesn't ask the question from there.
Just sell it.
Because you would never have that in your house. You never need to check it.
Sell it.
There's,
what?
Because by chametz, it's something that you have.
Would it make you lose
that you would have regular in the year?
Afterwards.
Yeah, people have treifas also. It's very easy to have a treifa. A person has a schlachthaus. Right? You shlach an animal, it's a treifa. Does he have to get rid of it, burn it, annihilate it? No. Why not? Why aren't we afraid he's going to eat it?
Well, there's never a time in the year.
What? They're not okay, but that's already answers. But why didn't Tosfos ask that question? Tosfos use that answer. It's something they're not accustomed. That's what Tosfos. But why didn't Tosfos even ask the question? He didn't even like put it onto the table. Why not? So Akiva's suggesting. Why? It's not the Torah. It's the Rabbanan. Why are we not asking a question from Isra Achila? Why are we worried? Hold on a second. What are we worried? Let me ask the question a little clearer. What are we worried he's going to do with the chametz by accident?
Eat it.
So why are we worried of other Isuri Achila that he'll accidentally eat it? Same chash. Because this one has Isra Anah, but we're not worried he's going to have Anah. We're going to worried he's going to eat it. So why can't we ask the same question? Why are we not worried about Chazir? Chazir, it's terrible. It's horrible. It's pig. No, we're not worried about that. Why not? What? That's Tosfos' teretz. So, but Tosfos, in his question, Tosfos says, why is this any different than Basar V'Chalav? What's the answer? You're used to not eating Basar V'Chalav. Okay, so you could have said, why is it any different than Chazir? Tosfos doesn't even entertain the regular Yisroi Achila. Why not? What? Okay, but there has to be a rhyme or a reason. Just because they both start with the letter Gimel? Let's say they all start with the letter Gimel?
You could have said Chazir, but this is actually...
So what difference does it make? Will it make a difference?
It doesn't, but if you're going to use an example.
If it doesn't make a difference, so, like, then why? Tosfos, listen to the way Tosfos says it. It could use all of them. Could have said any. What?
No, maybe it's the whole Torah.
Yeah, but Tosfos seems to very intentionally like skirt around Isuri Achila. He says, because Atam Shechmiru Kan Tvei Mi Bishar Isuri Hanoah. Why does he say Isuri Hanoah? We're worried he's going to eat it. Why did he do that? It sounds like he's purposely avoiding Isuri Achila.
It's more bad than kosher. It's more bad than allowed. Just like any
what's more bad than allowed?
All these clients.
What do you mean? They're Asr Ba'anah.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying that the food itself is like... There's only a certain time when you're not allowed to eat it. The food itself is kosher. It's just the fact that Sly-Karim makes it...
So therefore,
therefore, it's more similar to chametz, where the item itself is etzem kosher, but the fact that it's Pesach makes it more prevalent.
Why does Tosfos use it at all? Period. Chametz is more chomer. Period.
What?
Chametz is more chomer than everything else, even Masur or not. Chametz is more chomer than Masur or not.
Because of Karis. Yeah. Okay. Well, hold on. We'll try to get there in a second. What I'm understanding David is suggesting maybe as follows. Maybe Tosfos knew why we're not making a gzeirah on chazer, because no one ever eats chazer. Who eats chazer? That's for sure. You don't need a gzeirah on that. What? So maybe people eat basar, people eat chalav. A drop of basar fell into your chalav. I don't know. Is that what you're suggesting? Kind of. Some of it's Asr Be'etzem. You don't have to worry about it. It's Asr Be'etzem. He's not good. But Klai Kerem is grapes. I usually eat grapes. I love grapes. These grapes are Klai Kerem. Okay, but they're grapes. Or the other one is Orla. Orla is oranges. I love oranges. So there, it's something that in this situation is Asr. Chametz. I love chametz. But Chazer, I never eat Chazer.
This is Tosfos' teretz?
No, this is why Tosfos didn't even ask the question. Yeah. My name is David. Is that right?
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
What are the other examples of something that's usher only in Achila, not on... Oh, what about Dam? What about Dam? Alo.
Dam is what?
Dam is usher in Achila, not Hano, but it's always usher. You're not allowed to eat it. But you're allowed to be Nana, so why didn't you ask him that? What you're saying is a technical thing. It's not because Anar or Achila, it's just because usually the Isuri Anar are things that are only Asr under the circumstances, but there's things that are Asr Achila also that are Asr Be'etzem. What? No, Don, I'm sorry, I'm going the other way around. Yeah. Sorry, I need the other way around. I need something the other way around. I need something that's Asr. Sorry, I got
things
confused.
Things that look like your regular food, then you would
right.
make a mistake.
Right, what would be have an Asr Achila that would be that way? To see what the other...
A
we have the Ritva.
A treifa, no? But it looks like regular meat.
Treifa, yeah, it's treifa is not.
You never had to eat treif.
Right, but you don't know.
Treifa is just like a shechita. It's just the mice shechita.
It was killed.
But I want to suggest another answer. This is David's answer. I have to think about it. I want to suggest what I think is a more simple answer. So let's see if this is pshat and tesis or not. As follows. We have to understand that the Chachamim are pragmatic. Chachamim are realistic. Chachamim don't just go assering everything on the planet just because there's a chashash. And there's a concept in Chazal which is chas hatoira amamaynim shei Yisrael. We don't want people to lose money. And my father and Kabbalist Mishkav would always say over, life is a system of trade-offs, which means you always have to weigh the gain and the loss. And sometimes the gain is just not worth enough for the loss. So let's look. The Chacham sit down, and the Chacham, like we said, they have a lot of foresight. Now, a person has chametz. What is he allowed to do with the chametz? Nothing. The Chacham say, should we make him burn all the chametz? What does he lose?
His chametz.
Nothing. What can he do with his chametz? Nothing. So what does he lose? Nothing. What do we gain? Maybe he'll end up eating it by accident and he'll be over on a terrible Aveira. Was that a good gzera? I think it's a good gzera. Sounds like a good idea. But what happens if a person has an Aveila? What can he do with an Aveila?
Sell it.
Sell it. Make a lot of money. He's allowed to do that. If we tell him he has to burn it, will he lose? Is there a downside? Yeah, for sure. He's being deprived of his hana. Is there an upside? There's an upside, because maybe if we tell him he's allowed to keep his nevela, he might end up eating it. Okay, but over there, maybe the chacham weren't so willing to make a gzera. When the chacham make a gzera, when you have nothing to lose, what are you keeping chametz for? I don't know, it looks nice. Get it out of here, burn it! Say the same thing about basav v'cholov. What are you keeping basav v'cholov for? You have no use for basav v'cholov. Get it out of here! Burn it! Says Tosfos, why would you not make a gzeira over there? But the fact that the Chachamim made a gzeira on chametz, you can't ask him they should also make a gzeira on nevela. He could do something with a nevela. He could sell a nevela to a guy. Don't tell me you could sell your chametz to a guy also. You can't on Pesach. Once it's Pesach, I can't sell it to a guy anymore. You're right, you should sell your chametz to a guy before Pesach. But on Pesach, we're going to tell you the moment Pesach hits, you got to burn all your chametz. Why? But I already was mafkir. Yeah, but Shem Yav Alachla. You anyone don't have any use for it right now. You can't use your chametz. You can't eat your chametz. You can't sell your chametz. You can't touch your chametz. So burn it.
So Asher Ban, no, you can't give it to a guy.
Not on Pesach.
No, for like, let's say, Basar Chalav.
No.
I can't give it to a guy, do you?
If I get any hano out of it, no. I can tell the guy, look, I probably can't give it to my cleaning lady because that's considered hano or whatever. You can't get any hano from Basar Chalav. But Tosis only asks this question from so that's Asur Ba'ana. Not just because it's similar, Yitzchak. Because that similarity tells us why I would assume that I would be willing to make the takan over here and over there. On Isurei Achila, I can understand very well why the Chacham say, nope, we can't make the gzeira over here. Why not? Maybe he's going to eat it. Maybe he will, but I'm not making him lose his money. If it's parnasah, man. I mean, this person is going to lose. He has $50,000 worth of nevelos in his house. A person that has a shlacht house. He has tons and there's many nevelas, tons of nevelas. You make him throw all that out? What do you mean? But he's going to lose money. We're not doing that to Yisuri Achilas. We'll do that to Yisuri Hanas. I hear this. It's interesting because the next line of Tosfos says Tosfos, V'nazir nami. Isure shari le'achrina. Nazir also, Frektois, why don't you make a gzeira on a nazir? Why don't you make a gzeira on a nazir? Isure shari le'achrina. No, nazir, it's mutter to other people. Says the Maharsha, nazir is an isra achila, not an isra hana. So the Mashah is assuming, as was I, that Tosas is exclusively asking this question only on Isuri Hana. So how could Tosas all of a sudden introduce to us Nazir? Is a Nazir allowed to sell grapes? Is a Nazir allowed to sell wine? Where Tosas is suggesting for a Nazir, we should force him to get rid of all of his wine and grapes. Why? But why are you making him lose his...
Because everyone does eat it.
If you're saying like David was saying, you'd have to go with something similar to what David was saying before.
Nazir is special because everyone does eat it.
Also, that makes it a bigger chash. It doesn't make it less of a chash. Everyone else is eating it. Is the reason why? What? Right. And a chanami, but the problem we said, the reason why Tosfos refused to ask from Isra Hana, Isra Achila, is because I don't want to be mafsid someone. Over here also, I don't want to be mafsid someone.
So maybe
when no one's able to eat it, so it's a much smaller chashash, but by nazar, everyone else is allowed to eat it.
So okay, but so what Avrami is suggesting as follows. You have to like weigh all the different things. Like on the one hand, he's going to lose money. On the other hand, but he might eat it. Well, how dangerous is it? How much money is he going to lose? I don't know if you could ask that question, though. Can you ask that question? I see by chametz we made a gzeira. Does he have anything to lose? No. By nazir, does he have anything to lose? No kashas. You can't make hanochas and ask kashas. You're saying, yeah, but I don't know if you could do that. You're saying a good point. But to be able to ask a question, why didn't Chazal make a takana by Nazir? Because by Nazir, there's a hefsid maman. Chazal didn't make this takana, there's a hefsid maman.
Can you also say...
That wouldn't work? That wouldn't suffice? So yeah, but it's a big, big chshash. Okay, but there's hefsid maman. We never found the Chazal made this chshash when there's hefsid maman.
Can you also say...
So the Marsha's not so happy. You see, the Marsha's not happy with this. I hear the svaro, but that's not enough to ask a kasha, says the Marsha.
Could you also say that since a Nazir is machmer on himself, that would take away the chashash? Since he put it on himself, he made a nether.
Right.
So then, therefore, why would there's no chashash needed? It's not.
You don't have the problem over there.
Yeah.
It's a nice svar. It's a nice svar. Similar to the svar we were saying before. Yeah, Tosfos doesn't go with that right now. It's a nice svar.
Could it be Shari Lachmi is saying what we just said, like Tosfos is addressing that? Shari Lachmi means that since there is a usage for it, exactly what
you're
saying. And,
okay, Tosfos informing us that...
He's asking our question. Yeah, you're going to say, by Nazir, no, there's another usage, and I'm never coming down.
So he's informing us that it's Mutar Ba'ana.
Yeah. I mean, he's saying that Mutar Ba'ana things are not included.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like he's saying something... Yeah, and why Dafka Nazir? Say anything Mutar Ba'ana. Unless he's informing us Nazir is Mutar Ba'ana.
He found the case that's also not Israel. It's better.
Yeah.
It means there's another usage, and we don't
want to
take away all the usages.
Yeah.
There's nothing else you need to do.
Al Kol Panim, the Marsha changes the Girsa in Tosfos. He's not talking about Nazir, he's talking about Neder. Now, one thing that you should know about Neder, a person can design his own Neder. Can you make a Neder that is only Asr Ba'achila?
Yes.
Can you make a Neder that is Asr Ba'hana? Can you make a neder that is only usher to two people? Can you make a neder that's only usher to yourself? Can you make a neder that's only an usher to your friend? Can you make a neder that's usher on everyone in the entire world?
No.
Yes.
Well,
yes, you can.
Yourself.
You can.
Everyone's usher to this thing because I said so?
Yes. If you own it. If it's my pencil, I can make this. This is my key. This is my piece of bread. I cannot eat it. You cannot eat it. Just me and Harav. We can't eat it. Or I could say, everyone on this side of the room can't eat it. Or I could say, everyone whose name starts with the letter G. Or I could say, everyone in the entire world cannot eat this piece of bread. If it's my bread. So is there such a thing as a neder?
Yes.
That is Asr Ba'ana?
Yes.
There is. Neder that's Asr Ba'ana. So Tosfos asks the question, Neder Nami, what about that? So Tosfos says Isura Shari Le'Achrina. It's Aser. It's Iser is Mutter to other people. Because a lot of times you only make an eder on yourself or on someone else. Aye, what about a neder that you made on everyone, the Achronim asked? What about a neder that you made on everybody? Over there, it's not mutter to anyone. And it's Aser Ba'ano. It's got all the trappings. You should make a person, you should make him get rid of that. Interesting question. So I thought to say, to answer this question, that Tosfos is understanding over here, the Chazal making a takana. They made a takana on chametz. Tosfos says, why don't you also make a takana on basar v'chalav? Basar v'chalav, we're not making a takana on. Why don't you also make a takana on klai kerem? Why don't you also make a takana on neder? Because neder shadri l'china. Asks Avrami Safran, but I found a neder. There is a neder that's not shadri l'china. If it makes a neder on the entire world, then it makes a asabana. Okay, but nidarim, as a rule, are shari l'achrina. So therefore, the Chazal aren't making a takana if nidarim, as a rule, are shari l'achrina. Some nidarim are not shari l'achrina. Okay, but that's not enough for Chazal to make a takana. You're right, there might be, again, you know, what we're doing over here is we're trying to establish a takana. We're making you make a bracha. Chazal are now creating a new chiyuv livdoik ulevayr. If you have a one in a million neder, we're not making a takana for that. What about in this case? Not making a takana. This is what I thought to say to answer that question. My only problem is, and with this I'll leave you at the moment, we have to go further. So then, why'd you ask the question in the first place? Is every single neder aser behana? No, there's aser bechila. Most nedarim are, I'm going to humbly suggest, most nedarim are aser b'achila. So the same reason we said, you're not going to make an inception of a takana on nedarim because of that neder, so you're not going to make a takana nedarim because of this neder. There's plenty of nedarim that are only aser b'achila. If they're only aser on achila, then we're not willing to make the takana because of the isra achila. Life's a system of trade-offs. So Tosfos, it's hard really to do this Tosfos. In a Chanami, if you look in the Tzlach. Tzlach says a different pshat, different than the Marsha. Tzlach says this line of Tosfos is going according to the Manda Omer that Chometz is Mutter Bahana. There is a Manda Omer that Chometz is Mutter Bahana. And if Chometz is Mutter Bahana, Chometz is identical to.
Specifically this line?
Yeah, when he asked. Yeah, this moment. No, the first line of Tosfos is going according to Manda Omer, Chometz is Aser Bahana. This line of Tosfos is going according to Manda Omer. If you look in the Rabbeinu Peretz does ask the question from Nazir. And he also asks the question from other Isure Achila. So maybe you could say Rabbeinu Peretz is asking according to the Mandama, it says it's Mutter Ba'na, could be. I'd like to suggest something else, as follows, my friends. Basar V'Chalav is Aser Ba'na, correct? What can you do with Basar V'Chalav? Nothing. What can you do with Klai Karim? Arla? Today? Tomorrow? Next week? Chametz on Pesach is Aser Behana. What can you do with Chametz? No, not once it's Pesach.
Nothing.
What? Nothing. Right. Nothing. You can't do anything with it, right? Okay. What about after Pesach? Now, what happens if you did bittel on your chametz? You were mevatel your chametz. Okay? Now that you did bittel on your chametz, you can't sell it because it's bittel. Can you eat it after bittel?
Why not?
On Pesach?
No.
Can you be nana from it?
No.
After Pesach?
Yes.
So let's just get it straight here. Okay, let's get it straight. Tosis is saying, after bittel, we're making a takana, you have to do bdika, you have to get rid of all your chametz. You did bittel already. When you get it out of here. Why? Shem Yehovah Lo'ichla. That means Tosis is saying, we're going to force you to dump all of your chametz in the garbage. You did bittel already? All the chametz got to go in the garbage. Are the chacham forcing you to lose money? Well, I can't be nana for my chametz. On Pesach. But after Pesach, I could be nana for my chametz. So I just wait a week. I could leave it here. I'll leave it here. It'll stay in my house. I won't touch it. You can trust me, chacham. I can trust me. No, we're afraid you're going to eat it. So therefore, we make you throw it out. But I'm losing so much money. I got all this macaroni over here. Tons of macaroni. I'm going to throw all this macaroni out. So maybe, says Rabbeinu Peretz, why is this different than Isra Achila? You're right, chametz is aser banah, but because the Isra chametz is only lizman, so therefore I see chametz as the chachamim are causing you to lose your money in order to make sure you don't eat your chametz. So why is that different than Isra Achila? Oh, because I could just sell it. Chametz, you could just wait. Chametz also is an option. In a chanami, it doesn't belong to me. What? When it won't mess up the bitzel, not toys l'shitasai. What? Bitzel helps for Bal Yirah.
But it's common to you.
It's what?
Chametz is common the whole year.
So that's the shaila. Toys is holds. Once it's hefker, it's not mine. So it's not called I lost anything. It's not mine. It doesn't belong to me. So Elamai, I could be coin it after Pesach. Maybe I could. Maybe I can't. Maybe some guy's gonna walk in the middle of Pesach and say, "Ooh, I'm taking that." You can't stop him. What happens if a guy walks into your house on Pesach and takes your macaroni? If you were mevatel, you better let him. If not, then that just shows your bittel wasn't a bittel. So you don't own it. So there's a theoretical possible loss. Tosis says that's not called a loss. Rabbeinu Peretz seems to say it is. Let's keep going, Rabbi Yisrael. Says Tosis, "Inami shani chomet shechmir b'toyer la'avar lo b'bayirah b'yamatzeh." We're going to have to stop here and finish this tomorrow, I guess. But Tosis says the following thing. Another answer. You know, want to know why Chacham are so like worked up about chametz? Because the Torah got worked up about chametz. Shani chametz. Shechmiru ba Torah. Laver bebal yura ba yimatzei. Hechmiru chachamim livdoiku lavaroi. Afil heichad a bitloi. Nishem dil ma'asi lemichle. In other words, is there Bal Yura Bal Yumatze on this chametz that we're dealing with in our Mishnah? There isn't. Why not? Because he already did bittel. But from the fact that the Torah made this idea of Bal Yura Bal Yumatze, the Chacham said, wow, that seems like a good idea. We're going to make, after you did bittel, we're going to make a takana dilma asila mechle. The Achroidim are Mitzayin Shitas Haran. And they say that maybe Tosis works well with Haran. I'm going to suggest Pumfakert tomorrow. The following thing. This is what I think Akiva brought up, I think. The Haran says, you know why the Torah told us that we shouldn't have chametz in our house? Why is there an Isser Bal Yura Bal Yimatzeh in the Torah? I mean, usually I do it. I say, because Hashem said. What do you mean, why? Hashem. Says the Haran, you know why there's an Isser Bal Yura Bal Yimatzeh? Because we don't want you to end up eating your chametz. We're afraid you're going to eat it. The Torah was afraid you're going to eat it, so the Torah said, "Bal Yura Bal Yimatzeh." So, say the Achronim, maybe that makes more sense in Tosfos. What do I see from "Bal Yura Bal Yimatzeh" that there's a gzeira shema yavoi la'ochla? Once the Torah already made that gzeira, we'll just follow suit, and we'll also kilo extend that gzeira. That's the way that I have a problem with it personally, a little bit. My problem is as follows, a little bit. Bal Yura Bal Yimatzeh is only because of Shem Yehovah Lo'ichla? Okay. So how does Bittel take care of that problem? And if it does, so then what are you doing, Chacham? You took care of the power shem yevel aichla. The Torah says we gotta make sure you don't eat it. So do bittel. Bittel is taking care of shem. Somehow, obviously, that's why you do bittel. So no more bayu abayim atzei. Okay. So the chacham come and say, nope, you didn't do a good enough job. But the Torah told me this is what I'm supposed to do. So I understood something else in Tosfos. This is where we'll close. So it's just saying, listen, the chachamim, the Torah clearly is showing that chametz is a serious thing. Serious! There's Bayu Rabbi Yamatze. What's the Vara Bayu Matze? I don't know. Bayu Matze is Bayu Rabbi Yamatze. But no other Israel has Bayu Rabbi Yamatze. What does that show me? That chametz is more severe. Yosef Tzvi has another Raya. Chametz is more severe. Tosfos doesn't mention. What's that? Kares. It's taka more severe. Chametz got kares. Gotta be careful. Right, why doesn't Tosfos bring that? That's what Yosef Tzvi is, by the way. Okay, we'll leave that alone for now. Al-Kopanim. Chametz is very serious. So the Chacham tacked on extra gzeres. Different reason. The reason for Bali Rabbi Yamatzei, that's the Torah's thing. The Chacham said, we're going to make something else. Shema Yavoi La'achla. And they created it on their own. Continue with this, Beis Hashem, hopefully tomorrow. David. You know what Chavu says? What? Can you see and tell me what I talk to?